Well, good morning. I know you're glad you're here. Yes. Hallelujah. Oh. Anybody else got something while I pull myself together here? That was awesome, guys. Thanks to the musicians and thanks to y'all creating atmosphere of faith. Expect what you expect. Amen. Not just the unexpected. We're going to go right back into where we were last week. We're going to kind of repeat it and take it further because we need to. Anybody remember where we were at the very end last week? Remember talking about leaves?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Leaves. Remember, I shared the testimony with you that in all of the, I guess a good word is fantastical, those things that are almost just too good to be true, so excellent, so wonderful, as we were looking at Pleroma and the idea of how it was used in the early church, that fullness in connection with God, the incarnation, God in a body, that when they used that talking about God, that it was the totality of divine powers, remember? And I was saying, you know, when we look in the mirror, we don't see that. I don't think we normally feel that. I'm not sure how much we even think about or consider that, but it is a reality. And I was asking God, give me something, some kind of picture, example that I can give to them that they can keep with them and remind themselves that it doesn't matter what it looks like. First of all, things change, you know? And the idea was I was standing there in my office, you may remember the story, I'm looking out the window, and all of a sudden I realized there were leaves everywhere, all over the trees. And that flash, that thought flashed in my mind, and I'm like, when did that happen? You know, because it was seemed like just a few days before, when you looked out that window, you saw nothing but bare limbs. In fact, you know, you wondered if maybe trees were dead or whatever. And the hedge down there, way down in the bottom there, you could see through the road because there's no foliage, there's no leaves on them. And then all of a sudden, you look out there and it's like, whoa, they're everywhere, huge leaves. And of course, you know, there were those little buds that you might notice if you look closely. But then all of a sudden, bam, like, where did they come from? It seemingly overnight. And that's the example that I believe God gave me to give to you to think about your life. Because We think about sometimes how long it takes for God to, quote, answer. That, you know, we begin believing for something and, you know, some things take a few weeks or a few months or in some cases a few years. You know, maybe sometime I don't really testify about it. But one thing in particular that began happening to me over the last year, I pretty much stood on something for almost 25 years before it actually started happening. And the idea that just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not happening. You follow me? When you look out at the trees and they look like they're, you know, maybe even dead, I mean, there's no leaves anywhere, then it doesn't mean they're not alive and they're not growing. And all of a sudden, you know, the same thing with the flowers. We have a lot of azalea bushes in our yard. And you look out there one day and they're just bushes and they're not really all that pretty, you know. And then all of a sudden, it seems like the next day or so, you look out there, it's like, whoa, there's color everywhere. That's how your life is. Stuff is going on inside you, whether you realize it or not. And if you'll continue in these things, keep up the expectation. In fact, Romans 8 chapter, Paul wrote and said, basically, if we expect what we don't see, we wait for it in hupomone, cheerful constancy. That constancy with a good heart. We use the word cheerful. If you expect what you don't see, you wait for it in cheerful constancy. And that's what the writer of Hebrews said, basically, remember, reminding you in the 11th chapter, the first verse, that faith is the hupostasis. Faith is the thing that undergirds, that stands under what you, elpizo, what you expect. Expect. And that word is translated, obviously you know by now, usually you see it hope. But when we use the English word hope, that does not convey the meaning of the Greek word. The verb is elpizo, elpis is the noun. That means to expect. It is your expectation. Yes, ma'am? Yeah, that's good. Hope is to consider possible. And that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about considering that it may be possible. We know that with God, all things are possible, right? Well, hallelujah. I mean, after all, he's God. No, expect. Your expectation. What do you expect? And it doesn't matter what you're looking at. That's why it's called faith. And that verse, the first verse of the 11th chapter, goes on to say, it is the elenkos. It is the evidence. It's what you present. Listen, faith is what you present to God. He already knows. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. He knows the faith that you have. Is it your faith, quote unquote, or is it his faith? Are you believing him, or are you just working off of you? It's what you present, and it's what you present to the enemy. When he tells you it's not true, you say, here's my faith, and you know what faith can do. He certainly knows what faith can do, right? That's the evidence that you present, and you present that to other people. You don't have to try to make a show of it, but you'll have the opportunity to walk in it. What you expect that you can't see, if you fully expect it, you wait for it in cheerful constancy. And it is what undergirds you. It's what stands under you, and it's the evidence that you offer. One of the things I speak over you, again, Colossians chapter 1, is that as you are increasing in the knowledge of God, you are being empowered in all power, kata, down from the reflection of his dominion into all cheerful constancy and macrothumia. That means long-lasting passion. And I've told you many times, when I think about, you know, passion means you're excited. Passion means you're into it. Another word for passion is enthusiasm. If you are passionate about something, you are enthusiastic about it. Cheerful constancy and long-lasting enthusiasm with kata. With joy.